The Armed Services Committees on both the Senate and House sides marked up their 2018 defense authorization bills this week. One of the markups was more secretive than usual. And could the NDAA signal an upcoming budget deal? Lots of questions surrounding these. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni joins me with more. And Scott, first of all, the secrecy. That would be the Senate side. They're doing their thing kind of behind closed doors.
That's right. And, you know, it's not that unusual for them to do a behind the closed doors markup. The thing is that they're doing all their subcommittees. They have seven subcommittees now behind closed doors, and the full committee mark is behind closed doors. Not only that, but it is also marked as classified. So there's no way anyone's going to be getting in there, especially not a journalist at this point.
Well, I guess some journalists will have it leaked to them when the time feels right to the senators.
Right.
Now, on the House side, though, the chairman's mark was released a while ago for everyone to see on Mac Thornberry, not so much on the Senate side.
Right. Yeah. The House side does everything completely open. But the thing is that we're not exactly sure how beneficial it is being open. If you look at how all the subcommittees actually did their marks, the shortest one was about 2 minutes and 19 seconds this year. The longest one was about an hour. And, you know, most of these out of the six subcommittees that the House Armed Services Committee has, they all lasted under 20 minutes. And that was because it was pretty much just that usual legislative, you know, gavel in. Everyone, you know, called to order, that kind of thing. And then, you know, we're done. Get it over with. The Senate side, on the other hand, maybe this closed door thing gives them a better chance of actually discussing some of the issues in a setting they feel a little more relaxed in.
Because we are talking about bills that are longer than 1,000 pages in many cases. And what do they have? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 big subsections, each one that has up to 100 provisions in it.
That's right. And the thing about a markup is that it can go back and forth between a ton of different topics at once. You know, you can be talking about BRAC 1 second and then the sage grouse in the next second. And I talked to a former Senate Armed Services Committee staffer, Bill Greenwalt, and he told me that, you know, that's one of the reasons that they do this behind the closed doors thing is that, you know, they can go between classified and unclassified really quickly. But, you know, the think tankers, especially the transparency ones, are not too excited about this. They have sent a letter to the Senate Armed Services Committee, there's 16 in all, saying that they want at least a little bit more transparency with the seven subcommittees and the full committee being behind closed doors and classified. What they want is just to know what's going on. They say there's $600 billion, in this case, probably 640, maybe even more. That should be something the American people get a little bit of a insight into how the sausage is being made.
I would think that, yeah, the secrecy sounds more like it's related to politics than to actual policy because the bill becomes a public document anyway. So whatever they talked about, we don't know, but it comes out in the documentation in the text of the bill. So it's not like they're producing secrets. They're just secretly producing something public.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I think people just want to kind of hear the deliberation and the debate. Last year, the Senate Armed Services Committee opened up part of their markup just for the sexual harassment part, because that was something that people really cared about. And they want to hear what their senator has to say on it, you know, until the final thing comes out. So, you know, there's pros and cons to each side of it. And some people think that you can get more bipartisan talking, maybe a little backroom deals going on in the closed session, open session. Everything you say is out there in the open, and that can be detrimental if you say the wrong thing.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. And what about that idea of a clue to a budget deal expressed through the NDAA? What's going on there?
That's right. Well, this is pretty exciting. So Mac Thornberry last Friday, or maybe it was Thursday, he said, I will consider dropping the top line of the NDAA from $640 billion if I can get a multi-year budget deal. Then this week, Mac Thornberry came out and said, I am now going to change the top line to a $631.5 billion deal.
That's the second reduction. Didn't he go to 635 first?
He was kind of going back and forth, but he's kind of solid on this one now, and you know they're doing the markup, so it's now in the books. So that was kind of a little tip of the hat that, you know, that something was going on. So one of the staffers said that out of respect for negotiations that the budget committee that she wasn't comfortable going into specifics, but she would say that the chairman last week absolutely still holds to the terms of the mark, And what he said exactly. So, it sounds like something's going on. Now, Defense News is already reporting that that Mac Thornberry got a 15% increase over the next 3 years with the leadership. That's only with the Republican leadership, though. So we'll see how that really pans out. But, at this point, it's looking like there's something in the works right now cooking under wraps.
Well, the defense establishment says it has two problems. One is the level of spending, and the other is the uncertainty caused by the continuing resolutions and the lack of a full year budget when it's supposed to happen each year. So it sounds like he's giving up a little bit on the levels of spending in order to get that predictability that is in some ways just as important for military readiness and whatever else their priorities are.
That's exactly right. And that's something that Mac Thornberry and, all the service chiefs and everyone has railed against, which is the unpredictability. And what they took out of this $8.5 billion, according to the staffers, is things that aren't really that important. It's not like they're cutting a whole program. It's more what they said is dialing back. So, maybe some facilities might not get the exact amount of funding they expected or the exact boost they wanted to give them. But it's something that can easily be pushed off to 2019. It's not like it's something that's going to make or break a whole program or a whole issue.
Now, yesterday we spoke with Jared Serbu about the procurement provisions at least in the House side markup. Later on this hour, we'd speak with Bloomberg's Rob Levinson about the proposal for a U.S. Space Command in the Air Force. What else might be in there that's worth noting that you expect from the markups?
Well, one of the big things is just the Senate Armed Services Committee in general. They usually come out with their big kind of marquee ideas as well. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. In the last couple of years, the Senate Armed Services Committee has made some big changes. They gave the service chiefs the acquisition power on milestone authority. They cut the acquisition chief position in half, made it two offices. So that'll be really interesting to see what happens. We also know that in the HASC mark, the House Armed Services Committee mark, the amendments are going to be coming out from different Congress people. And we know that Representative Langeman from Rhode Island, he's going to be putting something in regarding climate change, because that's something that the military is very worried about and something that some politicians necessarily aren't. So he wants to make sure that's at least codified in the actual bill itself.
Federal News Radio, Scott Malcioni, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
And be sure to check out all of our DoD coverage at federalnewsradio.com.